I really, the truth is that I want to share with you everything, mamash. But you're the mat kilo. What do I mean? I mean that I would be very happy if I would feel that you're good friends of mine, the mat. If I would think that you're a good friend of mine, I would tell you everything. But there is still. If you would know the cruelty and how bad and mean and how much the Yetzer Hara wants to fight, you should learn, like I'm telling you a lot in classes, from the downs that we have, from the wars that we have, we should learn from that on our importance, how important we are. And if you would know, Bemet, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, what that I'm going through for this class, this class gonna stand, just like that it is now, mash. On this class there are wars, and people are trying to ruin what that we have here. And what do we have here? What are we doing? If you look from the side, nothing. If I'm talking to a person in the hallway, people are coming to him after a while, after a day or two, and telling him, listen, you're talking to him and it's not so good for you if you want to stay here, so don't talk to him. And that person, kilo, just talked to me on the stairway, kilo. He was saying to me, Boker Tov, Manishma, Shalom Alechem, and after 2 days they're holding him and telling him, listen, if you want to stay here, so it's not good for you to talk to him, it's kilo. And then they're coming to me and they're telling me that they want to upgrade all of the English program here and to upgrade and to upgrade and to upgrade. So it's not a problem for me, it's wonderful, no problems. I know how many months I worked here, and I can go, it's not a problem. What it means to upgrade? To upgrade, it means to take me out from here. This is what it means to upgrade the kollel. That you're all gonna lose your will to serve Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh. That you're all gonna become to be religious. And just gonna come and be kacha. For hours every day in front of the sender. And that no one gonna pinch you. Gonna wake you up to do tshuva. This is what it means to upgrade the English program. When I done tshuva, when I started my tshuva, I saw that Hashem Yitbarach is real, that Hashem Yitbarach is live and exists. And when you pray and when you talk to Him, He listens to you. And when you ask Him questions, He answers on the spot, live answers. And my point of truth, that is not the best that can be, it's just mine, couldn't handle that and ignore and to keep on with my life. There are a lot of people that they see Hashem saved my life and okay, few beers and I don't know what, and this is it, and they're moving on in their life. But me, I couldn't. And immediately when I started my tshuva process, so also I remember my wife, she told me in the beginning, just after we got married, she told me, why can't we be religious? Why can't we keep Shabbos and purity of the family? And this is it, kilo. What? I told her, I'm sorry, I want to serve Hashem. I didn't came to be the tea, to be religious. I came to serve Hashem, and to serve Hashem for me, it's in Mesirut Nefesh. And if you don't understand the concept Mesirut Nefesh, it means B'mitzui kol kochot ha-nefesh, that you give all of the powers of your soul, of your spirit to Hashem. This is what it means, Mistirut Nefesh, that you give yourself out totally to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem, what do you want? You want me to run? I'm going to run. You want me to walk? I'm going to walk. You want me to starve? I'm going to starve. You want me to be rich? I'm going to be rich. You want me to be poor? I'm going to be poor. You want me to make Shalom Bayit? I'm going to work on my Shalom Bayit. You want me to learn Torah? I'm going to learn Torah. What do you want, Hashem? That's Mesirut Nefesh. And this is what that I'm trying to give to you. Because you see, we can learn Halachot. In Motzei Shabbat, it's going to be Chag HaShavuot. You need to make Avdalah. So if you want to make Avdalah, it's a problem, because you need to light the candle of Avdalah. And there is a question: if you're going to light that candle, so it's not for Ochel Nefesh, there is a problem with lighting that candle. It can be an extra candle that is too much. And there is that candle that we're lighting for Yom Tov. So maybe we're going to use that candle for Yom Tov, and we're going to say Avdalah on it. But what's the problem? That it's not Avuka, it's not 2 wicks or 3 together. So what should we do? Should we light a candle of Avdalah and to do Avdalah? Or we should do, and then maybe we're going to risk ourselves in lighting another candle with no need, or to use the candle of Yom Tov. So, but even though that it doesn't have 2 or 3 wicks, it's not a torch, Avuka, torch, it's not a torch. So it's better to say the bracha of Avdalah on the candle of Yom Tov. This is for more poskim. By the shitot of more poskim, it's better to do the Avdalah like that. So in Motzei Shabbat, it's better to do the Avdalah on the candle that you already lit for Yom Tov. Okay, so we learned halacha. So we can learn halacha every day. But that halacha, you can learn even better from other rabbis, I'm telling you. But one thing that you can receive from me, it's my point in Avodat Hashem, and that you cannot receive from no one else. No one. Even from Rav Shalom you cannot receive that thing. Not from Rav Berlan, not from no one. Because it's my point in Avodat Hashem. My point in Avodat Hashem, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. My point in Avodat Hashem is the point of a person that realized that he was nothing. I lived in 100% imagination before I done tshuva. I had a bike, I had a jeep, I had money, I went and done tattoos, I was dating, I was going to clubs, I was doing drugs, drinking tons of liters of alcohol, everything. I've been to United States, I've been to Europe, to France, to England, to Amsterdam, even in Africa I was, in Egypt I was. I was a soldier, I was doing everything I wanted. And then it came to me that Hashem is here. And that all of my assumptions, that all of my will, all of my lusts, all of my desires are just imaginations. And they're not really important if there is Hashem in the world. And when I saw that really there is Hashem in the world, so from that moment and on, I'm fighting with myself. It's not that I bought it. I haven't done complete tshuva in one day, like Rish Lakish, that when he realized that there is Hashem Yitbarach in the world, in one day he cleaned himself 100%, and this is it, he became to be a tzaddik, a righteous man, a Tana Eloki, in one day. No, I haven't completed my tshuva at all. I even once came to Rav Shalom and I told him that if I was in everyone, I was a student of every one of the other righteous people in the generations, the Baal Shem Tov, of the Noam Elimelech, of the Chozim Lublin. I told him, if I would be one of their students, for sure I would be one of those tzaddikim already. I said to Rav Shalom. And there is only one, so I told him, there is only one reason why I haven't completed my tshuva yet. So he smiled and he looked at me and he said, yes, go for it, try. Tell me why you haven't completed your tshuva. I told him, because of you. Because I'm your student. Because I'm your student, so I'm stuck. I cannot complete my tshuva. So he told me what the tune. He answered to me like that. He said, how could I be so arrogant to think that I could be one of those greatest tzaddikim in the generations? How can a person come to that? Because I know myself how much power I'm putting on my tshuva. How much effort. You cannot ignore from the effort that I'm putting in Avodat Hashem. No one. I'm not ashamed to stand today in front of every big tzaddik. I'm telling you that, be'emet. Not because I'm rude, not because I'm a clown, not because I don't have a problem to stand and to share and to explain to each and every one of the greatest tzaddikim in the world that I put all of my effort in Avodat Hashem, because I know that I am, because I know that I do. I don't need to be like Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, or to be like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bende, or to be like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichov, to know how much effort I'm putting in my Avodat Hashem, or that people are going to respect me. If you check yourself and you know how much effort you put in Avodat Hashem, and you understand that you put everything that you have, so don't disrespect yourself. Appreciate yourself. You should know yourself. So Rav Shalom told me, what that you told me now, Rav Yehuda Zev Leibovitz told me about myself. That Rav Yehuda Zev Leibovitz came once to Rav Shalom and told him that all of the sorrow that he got in his Avodat Hashem, from lack of success in his Avodat Hashem, from things that he wants to achieve and he cannot complete them, he cannot achieve them, all of that is doing a lot of good to all of Am Israel. How? He said, the gates of tshuva always wants to be closed. But people that are doing tshuva, they're opening the gates of tshuva. But the gates of tshuva are very heavy. And there are a lot of people that when they're coming to gates of tshuva, they cannot handle the weight, they cannot handle the suffering that we're going through in our lives. They're not able to do that. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking tzaddikim, righteous people, a real Baal Teshuva with strong will, like Rav Shalom, like me, like each and every one of you that still holds on. And he stuck them in the entrance to the gates of Teshuva, under the gates of Teshuva. And they cannot move. They cannot, cannot make a step. I cannot. Even if I want to. If I'm going to go and do 6 hours in Bodedut and another 6 hours in Bodedut, I'm going to stay exactly the same. Exactly the same. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let me progress one step. Why? Because he knows that I will never going to give up. That I will always going to stay. Even if I'm stuck, I'm going to stay in that place because I don't care. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows my will, and my will is to serve Him and not to succeed. I don't care if I'm going to succeed or not going to succeed. Because I already succeed, because my success is to serve Him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can stuck me in this place, and I'm stuck, and I'm not surrender, so I'm holding the gate open. And when Rav Shalom is doing that, and I'm doing that, and each and every one of you is doing the same, and not giving up, we're holding the gate open. And the weak souls that don't have the power to hold the gate open, they're running. Meanwhile, that we're struggling and fighting, they're running. Inside, thousands. Running, thousands of them inside to the gates of tshuva. And they're completing their tshuva. And you look at him and you say, hey, 2 years ago he just came, he started his tshuva. And already he's doing this and that, and he's learning, and his wife, she's happy, and every children, and Brit Milah, and this and that. Why? Because they're weaker. They're weaker, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them power. He gives them power because of your effort. This is why Yetzara cannot stand the fact that we're here. Because if I'm going to keep on talking to you about the will and about Mesirut Nefesh, in the end, each and every one of you are going to wake up. Because because in the end, like Rabbi Akiva, he saw the water dripping on the stone, on the rock, and he said, it's not the power of the water that carved that hole, that drilled that hole in the stone. It's the fact that it's coming consistently, day after day, another drop. Even if your heart is made out of stone, made out of lithium, out of a diamond, it doesn't matter. If we're going to keep on coming and dropping that thing of the will, don't give up. Hashem is with you. Hashem loves you. Don't give up. Keep on going. Keep on talking. Last week, a student called me, told me, today I went to do my first hour in Bodlut in the field. And this is it. And from that day, he went a few more times to do it Bodlut in the field. So it takes a year, it takes a few months until you go to the field. But after you go to the field, this is it. I went yesterday night to the tune of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich. I just put my leg over there in the cemetery in the tune of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich. My hands just raised up to the air by themselves. I looked at myself and said, hey, what's going on? Who is pulling your hands up in the air? Hashem Yitzbarach, he wants your prayers. When Rabbi Yitzchak Breiter came back from Uman, first time in his life, he came back, he was already praying like that with his hands in the air, like the Hasid of Breslev. Why? It's not something that you imitate your rabbis, or it's something natural that happens. Moshe was taking his hands up in the air because they were full with faith. When your hands are full with faith, so they don't have no weight. When Moshe Rabbeinu had it down, had a chulshat adat, he was weak in his dat, so v'yedei Moshe kvedim, his hands become to be heavy. When he started to think, his hands become to be heavy. But when he's not thinking, and he's just thinking about Hashem Yitzbarach, so his hands are it's happening by itself. So when you're getting closer to Rabbeinu and to Hashem Yitzbarach, to the understanding that Hashem Yitzbarach is with you, in that moment, you don't need nothing. And each and every one of you, each and every one of our friends in the Emunah channel, in the YouTube, in wherever, every one of them have the ability, every one of us have the ability to become, to be a complete tzaddik, a tzaddik gamur, tzaddik gamur. And if you would have just a little bit, a drop of da'at, of sechel, of understanding, you would understand that to all of what that you went through in your past, there is no connection at all to where that you are at now. Your past is not holding you back at all, in 100%. What is the connection to the past? Imaginations. The past is telling you to today, I'm here, I'm in the present, no, you sinned, no, you made mistakes, you're not succeeding because... I came to Rav Shalom, I told him, Rav, I'm not stuck because of my past, I'm stuck because of you. I'm stuck because of the future. I'm stuck because Hashem wants me to be stuck. This is the reason that you're stuck. You're stuck because Hashem wants you to be in the place that you are at now, not because of sins. Not because of crimes, not because of breaking Shabbos, not because of Pigmei Abrit, not because of being with Goyot, not because of eating pork and I don't know what. Reptiles. What were you eating over there in Kansas? Crocodiles. No crocodiles in Kansas? Horses. Donkeys. Mexicanos. Rats, ninja turtles, what were you eating? It's all imaginations. If you're going to look inside, you're going to understand, hey, if I'm going to commit myself to Hashem Yitzbarach today, Hashem is going to be with me. This is it. Every one of you can become to be more than an angel now, in the present. And if you don't believe me, so just hold on and you're going to see it. You're going to see it. The number of miracles that I saw in my life and the salvations that I helped each and every one of you to have in his life is the evidence, it's the proof to your abilities, to each and every one of your abilities. What did we achieve until today? And even if it's just to have that will to continue and to keep on pushing forward, to keep on searching for Hashem Yitzbarach. And I'm telling you, the war is not over. The war is not over. And things are going to happen. And I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, they will not going to let me stay here. I want to. I love you more than everything, and I love Arav. more than I love myself, more than I love everyone else in the world. But they will not gonna let me stay with him. They will not. They can say, they can talk, they can pretend, they can whatever. The truth is that they're just looking for the way to take me out. And I love each and every one of you, and each and every one of you, I'm not telling you that your tshuva is not depend on me, for sure. I'm telling you that for sure. Each and every one of you can succeed without me, exactly like that you can succeed with me. Because your success will never gonna be depends on me, because I'm not your savior, I'm not your rabbi, I'm not your salvation. I'm just a person that is sharing with you what that I'm going through to get close to Hashem. So for me, you can learn how you're going to get close to Hashem. If you're going to imitate me and going to go to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich in Motzei Shabbat, it's not going to bring you to your point of Avodat Hashem, because maybe for you, it was better to eat pancakes with your wife in Motzei Shabbat, and it would be better for you to do that, because your wife, she needs you to sit and to eat pancakes with her in Motzei Shabbat. It was more important. Even if you would call me and tell me, hey, can I come with you? I would ask you what's going on in your house. I would tell you, no, stay to eat pancakes in your house. It's better for you, because for you in that moment, for sure it would be better. The only thing is that I'm trying to say here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed that in the Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh is saying to us, Beit Knesset Achada, one Beit Knesset, 1 million of people going to bring the Geulah, the salvation to all of Am Yisrael. 1 million of people. So that's it. Yes, that's it. And in the same time that's it, in all of the generations, all of the righteous people try to create that Bet Knesset. Everyone, each and every one of them tried to have that Bet Knesset, that they're going to be his Bet Knesset. And none of them were able to do that. Yes, it's 1 minyan, but it's very hard. Why it's very hard? Because Yitzhara doesn't want it. But even though that it's very hard, like you see here, what are we doing? We're talking a little bit Likutei Moharan, talking about my past, my shtuyot. What are we doing every day? And the Yetzer cannot stand it. Today someone came to me and told me to prepare myself to a new battle, Mortal Kombat. Every day a new fight. The Ninja Amerikai 1, Ninja Amerikai 2, Ninja Amerikai 3, American Ninja 4. You saw American Ninja? Yeah. Where have you been? Yaakov Bar Nachman, what are you going to do? You have so much to fulfill, to complete.
Don't need the movies. Allergic.
Allergic to movies.
Not allergic to movies, but there's things I don't need movies for.
Rabbeinu said, just hold yourself together, then you're going to be kosher people. What that we can achieve together, it's amazing things. But for that we need to be together. We need to be together. And that together depends on our love. How much we're going to love each other, how much we're going to care about each other. After the brothers sold Yosef HaTzadik and they sent him to Egypt, when they came back to Egypt, so he forgave them on everything. But still, after a lot of generations, we saw that Am Yisrael been punished in Asara Arugei Malchut on the sin of Yosef, because he didn't forgive. If he was totally mochel, totally forgive, they wouldn't be punished. Asara Arugei Malchut wouldn't be killed. If Yosef would forgive, they wouldn't be killed. So what was the thing that he didn't forgive? He forgave, but not on everything. He forgave on all of the sorrow that they made him suffer. But on the sorrow that they separated him from his father, on that, he couldn't forgive. I heard it from Rav Shalom. On that he could not forgive. On the Bitul Torah, on the years that they took from him, from spending time with his father and learning Torah with his father Yaakov, on that he couldn't forgive. So when Rav Shalom told me that, I told him, Rav, there is something even worse than that. He told me what? and he started to shake, to squeeze my hand like that. Maybe don't say, but I had to. So I said that after that, they're coming back. So Yosef HaTzadik, except of those years that he lost from being close to his father, the years that he could have been with his father in Egypt, he didn't went to visit his father except of the first time for all of his life. Why? Because he didn't want it to make no sorrow. So the first years are easier than the second years, the second period of time when they were in Egypt. Why? Because in the first, in the beginning, he was forced not to see his father. So it wasn't so hard, because he doesn't have a choice. En brera, you cannot meet your father, and this is it. So okay, you can accept judgment. But when your father is across the door, you can just go and talk to him, and you choose not to do that. And why you choose not to do that? Because you don't want to make your father suffer. You don't want him to see what his children caused, what his children done to you, how much they hurt you. And they hurt him, they betrayed him. So it was even worse for Yosef. And on that, for sure, Yosef couldn't forgive. This is our situation exactly. And Avshalom told me that. To all of you that have questions, Baruch Hashem, me and Rav Shalom, to say that we are one, it's ridiculous, because we're a lot more than to be one. And I said to Rav Shalom a few months ago, even if you're going to tell me not to help people to do tshuva, I'm not going to listen to you anymore, because I know what your real will. Your will is that I'm going to go and I'm going to teach everyone how to talk to Hashem in Barach and how to do tshuva. So I'm going to do that, even if you're going to tell me don't. For sure he will not. Last week I sat with him, I told him about the jam session that we tried to do, I told him about more things. He told me, do everything you can do, just do. I'm with you. You don't know how much I'm with you. I'm backing you up. You're inside all of my prayers. I pray for you in Rabbi Shimon. I pray for you all of the time. I'm with you. And I believe in that. I know that. I can feel that. You need to believe in that. You need to believe that Baruch Hashem, Hashem got a great sense of humor of how to bring the Geulah, the salvation to all of Am Yisrael. Hashem knows exactly how He wants to do that. He's got a very nice and funny way to do that. He's taking comedians and actors and funny people to do that, to bring the salvation to Am Yisrael. He wants it to be nice. He wants it to be colorful. He wants it to be very nice, and that people are going to enjoy the process of doing tshuva. So he's bringing people that don't know to speak English to teach Americans, people that don't know Hebrew to teach Israelis. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing things just his way. He warned us, he told us, my way is different than your way. My thoughts are not like yours, my ways are not like yours. Take an Israeli person to teach English, American people to teach Hebrew. I invite and offer to each and every one of you to go to the field and to talk to Hashem Yitbarach on that, and to ask Hashem, Hashem, what should I do for you? Hashem, how can I help you? You've done for me more than enough. You helped me so much until today. How can I give from myself to you? Ask Hashem that. Ask Hashem that. Ask Hashem that question. You're going to see that you're going to find the answer from inside. Hashem is going to answer to you from inside. I hope things will not going to happen fast. And I hope that Bezot Hashem, Obi will not going to make too many troubles. Aboisai, Behemet, from the bottom of my heart, I love you all. We need to keep on being strong and to hold ourselves together. Then we're going to be kosher people, like Rabbeinu said. Today it's also the yahrzeit of Shmuel HaNavi, also the yahrzeit of the father of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Lubavitch. His name was Rabbi Yechiel Tzvi Ben Rab Menachem Yitzchak. So you can also learn for their success.